You remember the names of childhood friends?
Oh, sure. My closest friends were three brothers, Morrison, Red, who had red hair, Tom Morrison. I thought the Red was his name. Steve, who was just my age, and Morse Lee, who was a couple of years younger, and they had a sister, Eloise, who we all called sister, even I did. I thought that was her name, too. Initially, they were like tenant farmers on a little dairy right behind my house. It was a big dairy. They had a lot of Guernsey cattle, and they milked them every morning and every night. They were my friends, so that's where I was. They had a creamery, and we bottled the milk and separated the cream from the milk and then spent a lot of time washing up after each process.
You helped them?
Oh, yeah. I was really kind of part of their family. My dad was a single parent, and his work required him to be on the road quite a bit. By that time, my older sister had gone away to college at Grinnell, Iowa. And anyway, Dad thought the Morrisons were great people, and he just kind of turned me over to them, and they took me in. Mm. They were like a second family to me.
Did your father remarry?
Yes. 10 years later, I was 15, he married my stepmother, who he had known from highway department work. Her husband worked with my dad, Oscar Dever. Oscar had passed away, and they got together and were married, which suited me just fine because she was a wonderful cook and was good to me, and all of a sudden we had a full home. And one of her sons was just about my age, and we were great friends in school.
Then we'd bring you through junior high on into high school, and that would have been Putnam City.
Yes.
High School.
Yes.
Some recollection of that, what type of student you were, extracurricular activities, that type of
thing?
Well,
I was a good student, but I was kind of a miscreant in terms of obedience. So that kept me out of the honor society. You not only had to have good grades, but you had to have a good citizenship grade. And mine was lacking. But I liked school, and I graduated from Putnam City really pretty well prepared for college. I had one teacher, Mrs. Molnax. I took a biology class when I was a sophomore, just kind of a filler. And boy, she grilled us, and I spent more time in that biology class than I did everything else. So I went back with her and took physics, which did more to prepare me for college than about anything else. And I had good math teachers, a guy by the name of Hiller, who taught me algebra 2 and trigonometry. So that helped. I knew by that time I was going to be a civil engineer. In my senior year in high school, or actually the summer before my senior year, I met my wife, George Ann. By that time, I was working with a construction company. Dad put me out with some of his friends. I worked out of town all week long and came in, and I thought I was pretty much a full-grown man at 17. I met her at Lake Overholser. They used to have speedboat rides out there. You can pay a quarter, and you get to ride around the lake in a Chris Craft, which was big entertainment then. One of my friends drove one of the boats, and the other one docked them. So we hung out, as I say now, at Dawson's, and my wife and a bunch of her little friends from Oklahoma City, from Klassen, had come out there. Her folks had moved out to the country, as we called it then, because her sister wanted to have a horse. Anyway, I was home celebrating, and I guess I'd had one beer and got introduced. I found out later, Georgia Ann went home and told her parents, who were very straight-laced teetotalers. She said, "I met the most charming young drunk Indian." I had quite a bit to live down with her parents. But we were married 3 years later and are still married 56 years later and raised 4 kids and have 13 grandchildren.
That's good.
She's been a wonderful partner and a wonderful wife.
Stories you may remember in Putnam City or movies that you may have remembered back in that era?
Well, of course, really, up to the time I was in the fifth grade, all the movies were war movies, either about combat or people who were separated from their loved ones. And after that, there started to be quite a few cowboy movies. Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and Hopalong Cassidy and people like that. And the big entertainment was going to the Saturday afternoon matinee, the Coronado Theater. They had a double feature, both of them cowboy shows. But Putnam City was really a rural school at that time, so we had a lot of rural-type activities. I was not an avid or a particularly gifted athlete. In fact, I was not a gifted athlete. I did wrestle in high school, not very well. I only won one match. But my wife was watching when that happened, sir, so that was good enough. I used to say I got interested in engineering laying on my back looking at the bowstring trusses in the gymnasiums all over the state. A lot of my friends were wrestlers. We had a very good wrestling team. One experience that I do remember, we were wrestling Edmond, and there was a guy by the name of Ray Watkins, who later was state champion that year. The coach knew that we were probably going to lose that weight. The guy that wrestled right above me was pretty good, so he made him pull down to my weight, 138 pounds, and move me up to Watkins' weight. I remember he was telling me, he said, "Now, Caleb, don't try to do anything. Just go out there, keep on your base, in other words, your hands and your knees. Try to keep your back off of the mat and see if you can last that." So I went out there, and this guy had two arms and two legs just like I did. So I shot a double leg dive, and he chicken winged me, and it was all over in 15 seconds. I probably set a record. I looked back, and my coach just had his head in his hands.
In high school, were you involved in writing or papers work?
Oh, I like drama. I participated all the way from really the seventh grade on through high school in drama production. I guess I was just a ham. I enjoyed doing it.
So you graduated then in what year?
1953.
And then on to?
Oklahoma A&M College. And I had a decision to make. In the spring of 1953, we were still at war in North Korea. They were encouraging everybody to enlist, but it was kind of a stalemate at that time. They were trying to negotiate some kind of a peace treaty at Panmunjom. I was in love, and I didn't want to go off. So I went on to college, decided to go on to college to take a student deferment. Actually, they signed the armistice in July of that summer. But a bunch of my buddies had already signed up with the Marines, and they went with what was called the Buddy Company. But I went to Oklahoma A&M College and stayed there until I graduated in 1957.
Yes, Oklahoma A&M and Oklahoma State University.
I was the last class of Aggies. They changed the name in 1957.
And then, of course, you were after a civil engineer's degree.
I was, and I was intimidated by it. My older brother, who was gifted mentally, a very fine mind, got his degree in electrical engineering. He's 5 years my senior, so he was out by the time I was getting ready to start. And he kind of discouraged me. He said, "You'll never make it in engineering." With that encouragement, I went to school with some trepidation. And then they gave you these placement tests then. And basically, they told me that I needed to do something else. I wasn't getting any encouragement there. But I stuck it out.
What drove you on?
Well, I was determined. My dad had been a great role model for me. He was the only parent I knew. And he was very affectionate to me. We had a lot of good times together, and he'd take me with him on what are called planning hands by the engineers, where they get the plans ready from surveys. They take the plans to the field, plan in hand, and they mark them up to fit the circumstances that they see on the ground that might not have been readily apparent in the surveys. So I got to go along a lot of those, and especially in the summertime. I learned to drive in an old state car. All the state cars were black and yellow at that time with a little bed in the back end instead of a trunk because there was only allowed three automobiles for the highway department. Everything else had to be trucks. So they'd take these Chevy coupes and convert them with a little bed to make a truck out of them. Anyway, I learned to drive one of those. A lot of the roads then were on what we'd call today greenfield on new locations. So they'd have to go out across the pasture. I'd take the car, drive it around and meet them on the other side, which was pretty heady stuff for a 12 and 13-year-old. So I grew up around those engineers. They were my role models, and they're all good men.
So I guess you said, "I'll show everybody."
I'll stick it out. Actually, when I got done, I finished at the head of my class in civil engineering. The Association of General Contractors awarded me a scholarship as their outstanding civil engineer student.
And did your brother say anything?
I don't think he ever remembered making that comment. You know, we make passing remarks that are nothing to us, but they leave an indelible impression on people, especially people who look up to you.